Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Vava Basra Tes Zayin. We are holding on Tes Vava Mid Beis. Let's start four lines from the bottom. So the Satan tells Hashem, look, Eiv appears to be very righteous, but that's because he's riding high on the wave of success. He's having a very successful life, lots of bracha. V'ulam, says the Satan, four lines from the bottom, V'ulam shlachna yaducha v'gabacha l'shaloi. He's speaking to Hashem, he's barach. Just strike him and you'll see how he responds. Give him a hard time, give him some challenges. Hit him with some tragedy. Imloy al panecha yivarachecha. Certainly, he's going to turn to you and do the opposite of bracha, which is klala, curse. Okay, vayimer Hashem ha-satan. So Hashem responds to the satan, okay, let's see if you're right. Hinei kol ha-shaloi biyodcha rak eila v'atishlach yodech. Okay, do with him as you please. Send him all kinds of hardships, but just one thing. Preserve his life. Keep him alive. Okay, vayayoyim. So happens to be that it was a calm, tranquil day. Family's having a good time, eating and drinking. And suddenly a messenger arrives to Eiv and he tells him, everything was going well. The animals were plowing, and the pasuk continues that the asoinos, the mules, were grazing. And the Gemara now will make an interesting insight. What's the point of mentioning both things together? They're plowing and they're eating off the ground. On Rabbi Yochanan, that they've just plowed it. They've just planted it and suddenly it's already growing. He experienced miraculous bracha. On Rabbi Yochanan, Malamash Timoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eiv Hashem gave an Eiv a taste. Me'in al Mabo, reminiscent of the world to come. And Rashi brings, based on the Gemara Shabbos, that a woman will become pregnant and give birth the same day. So likewise here, the animals were plowing, they were planting, and ready on the other side, they were growing. So basically, it was happening so quickly. Okay, that's the sort of prelude to what's going to happen. Oidza medaber, as this fellow was reporting to Eiv about the good times, suddenly tragedy strikes. Vizeba, another fellow shows up, a Yomer, and tells him a fire burnt down the Vayomi Eshalikim. A fire arrived and devoured the burnt out the animals and the right. Oidze Medaber, as this fellow was speaking, Vizeba Vayomer, comes another person with worse news. Kazdim Bo Somu Shloisha Roshim Vayivshitu Alagmal Vaykochim. From the Kazdim, there were these groups of attackers, and they attacked everybody, they killed. Oid, right, as this fellow was speaking, Oid Zemadaber, comes another Shliach, with more tragic news, Bonecha, Obenisecha, Oichlim, Vishoysim, Veis Achim Abchor, Vine Ruach Gedoyla Bo Me'ever HaMidbar Ba'yiga Ba'arba Pinos Abayit. A big storm that came and struck down the home, collapsed the home, and everybody died. Ba'yiga Ba'arba Pinos Abayit Va'yipal on the Urim. So he went from the pinnacle of success to the depths of hardship. Va'yakam, how did the Eiv respond? Va'yakam Eiv, he got up and he tore his garment, Vayikras Me'ilah, he did Kriya, Vayigas his Roshay, and he pulled his hair out of his head. Vayomer, he said, Orom Yotzasi Mebeten Imi, Orom Ashev, look, I was born without anything, and I'm going to go back without anything. Vayorom Ashev Shem, Hashem Nasan, Hashem Lokach, it's all from Hashem, nothing of my doing. Hashem gave, Hashem took, Hashem should be blessed. Yehi Shem Hashem Mevarech. So he responded, apparently pretty good. Bechal Zois, despite all all his tragedies. Lechato Iyov v'lo nosan tifla. Tifla means foolishness. He did not express any foolishness at Elohim. So he expressed himself properly. V'yayoyim. It so happens to be that it was now Rosh Hashanah. V'yavoyu b'nei Elohim nisyatzev. So all the malachim came. They came to Hashem. Basically, they were going to, you know, be involved in the judgment of the world. Once again, Hashem turns to the Satan. Where are you coming from? Hashem responds, I took a, you know, world tour. And he tells Hashem, I went through the entire world. There's nobody greater than Avram Avinu. You told him, you promised him Eretz Yisrael. But when it came time to bury Sarah, he couldn't find a decent place to bury her, except for something that really cost him a lot of money. And still, he did not question your ways. He is the biggest, he's the best. Hashem turns to the Satan. What about my loyal servant Iyov? He's amazing. Despite all his hardships, he's still holding on steadfast to his loyalty to Hashem. You convinced me, Hashem says to the Satan, you convinced me to strike him, to hit him for no reason. Look, he's he didn't do anything wrong, you know, just to test him. And look, he's strong as ever. If not for this pasuk having been written in this fashion, it would be impossible to say this. Like Hashem is saying, like, you convinced me, right? Like a person who is convinced and coerced when he says and he acquiesces. So Hashem, although Hashem is above this, but there is an hanhoga from Hashem, an expression of Hashem which sort of allows this to happen. Hashem enables the world to run according to this type of system, similar to like a court system. And interesting, I saw the one of Farshim explains that Iyov's intention was actually to his whole agenda here was actually to highlight Avraham Avinu's greatness. He was going to show Hashem that Iyov was secondary. He would not be able to withstand the most difficult nisyonos. So, although it seems like he was presenting Iyov as the biggest and the best, but he was just trying to have Hashem give him some tests. And to prove and to show through that Avraham Avinu was really the best. Okay, Masnisa Tana, and the Braisa we learned about the shenanigans of the Yitzhara of the Satan. He wears many hats. Yoyred, he comes down to this world and he instigates a person to do something wrong, Umase. He fools him, he gets him to deviate. And then, what does he do? So he convinces the person to do something bad. It's the best thing for you, it's the biggest and the best. Va'ilan, he goes up to Shemaim, Umargis. And he gets Hashem upset at him. So he prosecutes the person for something that a person did due to his coercing that person to do so, right? So you see how he noitel rishus. Then he goes up in Shemaim and he gets permission to kill the person. He's the Malach HaMavetz. We noitel neshama. Okay, Vayana Satan Hashem Vayemar. So back to the conversation. Satan responds to Hashem. You think Eiv is so great? Vayemar, he says like this. Oyer bad oyer v'chol ashal ish yitin bad nafshei. Typically, a person is willing to give up everything to protect his life. Life is, right, ultimate. So, let's see how he responds when you strike him personally, which hadn't happened until now. It was his animals, his family, his property. Ulam shlach no yodcha v'gal atz mevel besaroi. Strike him personally. Imloy al panecha v'rochecha and see how, if he responds with a bracha or a klala. V'ayim Hashem al ha-satan. Okay, hino b'yodcha. He's in your hands. Achas nafshei shmar bat. Preserve his life. Make sure he stays alive. So Satan leaves. And he strikes Iyov, full of shchin, boils on his person. We think Iyov now had a hard time, but Satan was in an even more difficult predicament because he was striking him, but he had to keep him alive. So he had to know that, you know, keep that distance. It's like a mashal of a master who instructs his servant, shvar chavis, you know, break apart this barrel, but preserve its wine, preserve its content. Ushmur es yeina. Amr Shlokish. Further on the topic of the Satan. Who's Satan? He's the Satan who prosecutes in Shemaim. Who Yetzahara? Who tries to get a person to deviate. Who Malach HaMavis? Who ultimately takes a person's life. How do we know? Who's Satan? So he's called Satan. Who Yetzer Hara? How do you know he's the same force called Yetzer Hara? Ksiv Ha'asam, Rak Rak Alayim. In the beginning of Bereishis, describing the Yetzer Hara, it uses the word Rak. Uksiv Ha'cha, and likewise over here, it says Rak Elav Altishlach Yadecha, so we see that Satan is the Yetzer Hara as well. And likewise, from Malach HaMavis, he also has a third job. He's a Malach HaMavis, a Ksiv Achas Nafshei Shmar. Hashem instructs him to preserve Eve's life. Apparently, Alma Bidekav, apparently, it's within his ability to take lives. Amar Abelevi, Satan Upanina. Here's the Gemara. Satan Upanina L'shem Shemayim Niskavna. You should know that all of the Satan appeared to be bad-mouthing, you know, and trying to get, but really he meant L'shem Shemayim. And also Penina, when she needled her co-wife, Chana, over there by the story with Shmuel, right? Elkanah's wife. Satan, what was the Satan's agenda here? He really meant well. Kivin d'chazio, l'kadosh baruch. Tena te dai te basa'ir. When he saw that Hashem is sort of leaning towards Eiv and praising him, Omar, he says, chas v'shalom, how could this be? Min shilei l'rachmonusei d'Avram? He's going to abandon the love for Avram? He's going to replace Avram with Eiv? What's going to be with these chus avos for Klal Yisrael? So he stepped in and he tried to highlight Eiv's weaknesses versus Avram's greatness. And likewise, Penina. She sort of harassed. She got Chana upset when she related to the fact that she didn't have any kids, and the purpose was to get her upset, her ima, to get her all agitated, so that she should daven to Hashem and hopefully have kids. So that was her agenda. Darsha. So this presentation regarding the Satan's true positive agenda, Rav Acha bar Yaakov presented it in the town of Bepapunya, Also Satan Nashke al Kari, and suddenly the Satan shows up and kissed him on his feet. In other words, thank you for putting me in the right, you know, perspective. Despite all his tragic circumstances, Eliyahu did not sin against Hashem with his lips. He did not express verbally something inappropriate. We have to make a deal. True, he did not express something wrong, but in his heart, he did sin. He lost that clarity regarding the true perspective of Hashem's existence and Hashem's orchestrating all the events in the world with such precision. He lost that clarity. Michael Omar, what was he thinking? What was he saying? Eretz nosna biad rosha, p'nei shavteh yechase, im lo'i eifai, mihu. Where's Hashem? The world is run by bad and manipulated by evil powers. Omar Rava, b'geish Eiv l'hafach kar al pia. By doing so, Eiv was endeavoring to flip over the tray, basically, to present as though there's nobody running the world. Everything is a free-for-all. Amar le Abayis, Abaye took issue with this. It wasn't to that extent. Leidibar Eiv el k'neged ha-satan. In concept, Eiv still had that, you know, belief that Hashem is there, Hashem running the world, but he was complaining sort of that Hashem empowered the satan with gave him too much power. Ketanoi, like we have the Machlekes Tanoim in this regard, Eretz nitna miyad resha, Rav Lezer Oimer, he was pretending everything's a free-for-all. Amalei Rabbi Shua, no, not to that extent. His qualms was merely with respect to the Satan having, you know, all this ability and power. So basically, he was saying to Hashem, look, you know, everything that all evil that's done, all sins are all pre-planned. Nobody can change their destiny. Amar Rava, says Rava, by presenting this type of claim, he was basically exempting all evildoers. It's all predestined, it's all pre-orchestrated. Nobody has a choice in the matter. Bikesh, Eiv, Lifter, Eskola, Olam, Kula, Ben Adin. He wanted to basically exempt everybody from judgment. Right? Lasa Lami, by saying, well, they were forced through the Yetzer Hara. Amar Lafano, this is what Eiv was telling Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam. He said it very poetically. Barasa Sharif created all kinds of categories, all kinds of classes. Baros Hashor created kosher animals, like an ox. Parsois of stukas, with split hoops. Baros Hamor, on the other hand, you created, you know, donkeys. Parsois of klutas, with joined hooves, right? Baros Gan Eden, Barasa Gehenna. You created Gan Eden for the Tzadikim and Gehenna for the Rishayim. And finally, Barasa Tzadikim or Barasa Rishayim. And you implanted a Toiv in the Tzadikim and it's a Har and the Rishayim. Who can stand in your way? Meaning it's all compelled. It's all forced. This is what it is. So we're not accountable for our deeds, which is obviously incorrect. Now, how did his friends respond to him? They told him like this. By saying this, you're removing Yira Shamayim because people no longer fear wrong, and you're also diminishing the power of tefillah in people's eyes. What's the point of davening? It's all pre-orchestrated. It's all, you know, set in stone. And in fact, you're making a mistake. So they pointed out to him, Barak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzirah, true, that Hashem did create this evil force, introduce the Yetzirah into the world, but He gave us the antidote. It's within our power to overcome. It's not forced. Bara Loi Torah Tavlin, Hashem created Torah as an antidote, Tavlin as a seasoning, as a remedy to fix up, to modify the Yetzirah and channel him in the right direction. Darash Rav, Maidach says, the Rava presented on the following pasuk. Iyav says, Birkas oyved olay tovay, v'lev arl mona arnim. What does that mean? Birkas oyved olay tovay, the blessing of the fellow who lost, descended on me. Malami, this teaches us, Goyzel sodim yisayim. Iyav was a very generous person. He would actually try to help poor yisayim by stealing their property, okay, umashpich, and then improving on it, working it and getting it developed, and then giving it back to them, knowing that they wouldn't take things, you know, freebies. So you would steal it, fix it up, and give it back to Machzir Lahem. So they lost their field, Birchas Oyved, but they blessed him ultimately because they ended up gaining on the deal. And Valeva Almona Arnon. What else did he do? He gladdened the heart of the Almona. The Chalecha Da'ava Almona, to Lehavu Nasfile, whenever he noticed an Almona who was not desired for marriage, Hava Ozel Shadi Shmeilu Ilavo. He would place his name. He would sort of associate with her. Well, you know, she's my relative. Well, you know, I'm the shadchan, and this would you know, increase her popularity. This would cause people to marry her. Iyad continues. Lu shokel yishokel kasi v'havosi b'moiznayim yisu yachad. If we would only weigh my sins, my wrongdoings, right? Opposite the hardships and the difficulties that I'm experiencing. Let's see which one is more. So he's basically challenging Hashem. Amar Rav. Rav says this is an inappropriate expression. Afra, dirt, the pumadiv should be placed in Iyav's mouth. Chavrusa kal bishmaya. This is how you debate Hashem. This is the way you speak. Iyav continues. Lo yesh beinenu mechiach. If only we had somebody, a mediator between us. Yashes yodei ashneinu. He'll be able to, you know, figure out, you know, who's in the right, so to speak. Amar Rav, once again, this is totally inappropriate. Afro lepume de yoiv, klum yesh eved shemecheches. Rabbi, since one does an eved, you know, speak and challenge his Rebbe like this. Bris karati le'enoy umaz boinal basula. Yoiv is wondering, why am I experiencing all this hardship? Am I not righteous? I was careful with preserving my eyes and I keep my gaze away from women, right? Amar Rava, Afra lepume de Iyav. Again, this is inappropriate. Ilu ba'Iyav achronaisa. True, he avoided gazing at other women. Avram Avinu, but Avram was on an even higher level. Afilu b'didei lo yistakel. He avoided even focusing on his own wife. How do we know? D'chsev hinin o yadati, right? On the way down to Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu noticed her beauty. He said, oh, now I see. Ki isha yivas mara ot, we have to be careful. Mechlal di mikor lava yadlo. Apparently, until this moment, he didn't really appreciate her looks. Kola onan vayilech. Kein yirich oyle yal. Iyav was saying, look, just as a cloud disappears, likewise, a person who goes down to the grave never returns. Amar Rava mikan shekofar. Iyav tchis amesin. This was an expression that denied the existence of resurrection of Tchias HaMesim. Asha b'sa'ara yishufeini v'hirba b'tzoya chinam. Right? Hashem struck me for nothing and he hit me with a sa'ara, with a storm. Amar Rabba, Iyav b'sa'ara chayrev. He was disrespectful to Hashem using the term sa'ara, referring to a wind and a storm. Ubis Ore Shivu, but from Shemayim they responded likewise with the same type of reference. B'sa'ora Chirev, he used Sa'ora in his expression, Nechsev Asher B'sa'ora Yishufeini. What was he saying? Amar Lefanov, he turned to Hashem, Ribon Yishlev, Shema Ruach Sa'ora Avar Lefanecha. Maybe there was this big storm that came before you. V'nischalaf Lecha Bein Iyoiv. Maybe there was a sort of a letter switch between Iyoiv, that's my name, Le'oyev, it turned into Oyev, the Yud and the Vav switched around, and therefore you're treating me like an enemy. Oyev is an enemy. B'sa'ora Yishivu. So Hashem responded to him with that same type of reference to a storm. Okay, let's have a discussion, right? I want to ask you something and have you respond. Amar lo, Hashem tells him, you know how many hair are growing out of a person's body? You should know every hair has its own source. Has its own follicle. Every one of them. Why? So that two here don't grow out of the same, develop out of the same spot. Because otherwise it's dangerous for the person's eyesight. Because both here come from the same source. It will affect his eyesight. So look, says Hashem to Iyoiv, everything in this world with such precision, with such accuracy, being gumal gumal and schalafli, never got mixed up for me. Right? I didn't mix up follicles. Being Iyoiv lo Iyoiv and schalafli, you think that I confuse Iyoiv with Iyoiv? Of course not. Hashem continues to describe the accuracy and precision going on in this world. Mi pilag lo shetav ta'ala. What does that mean? Har be tipin barasi ba'avim. Now we go on to rain. Look how many droplets I've created within this clouds. I've created for every drop a special channel. So that two drops will not come out from the same form, same spot in the cloud. So each one has its own source. Otherwise, if they would come out of the same form, the same source, they would muddy the earth, ve'ena moitzia peres, and would not be able to develop into any grow any fruit. So look how everything is with such accuracy, such exactness. Ben tipol letipol and schalafli. If I didn't mix up the drops, ben yoiv lo'ev and schalafli, you think I mixed up your name? My mashma died to Allah lishna d'tfusi. What do we find that the lashon to Allah? It relates to a channel. Amar Rabba Bar Shila Medichsiv Vayas Ta'ala Kveis Asayim. This was by Elio and Har HaKarmel, that he created this canal, this ditch around the Mizbeach. Right? So we see Ta'ala as a canal, a ditch, a lane. Furthermore, V'derech L'chaziz Koyles. Hashem speaks to Iyev about the thunders in the world. Har Be Koyles Barasi Ba'avim. I created many thunders, right? V'chol Koyl B'Koyl. But Rosalai Shil Bifnei Atzmin. Everyone has its own frequency, its own channel. Kadesh Lo Yushtei Koyles Yoytzis Mishvil Echad. So that less two Koyles come from the same source and create such a bang, such a reverberation, such a shockwave. Shil Mole Yushtei Koyles Yoytzis Mishvil Echad. Because if that were to happen, we would have destruction in the world. Machrivnas Kol Oilam. Nu, Ben Koyl Koylem Schalafli. I kept every Koyl separate without mix up. Ben Yoyv Lo Yoyv Mishalafli. You think I mixed you up? Another point. Do you perceive how the Yoel gives birth? Have you paid attention to the perfect synchronization of that system? Yala, this mountain goat, Zu Achzoris Albonea, is very uncompassionate on her newborn. Bisha Shekaras Ledes, when she prepares for birth, what does she do? Oyla l'roishahara. She climbs up to the top of the mountain. Kadesha yipoil mimena biyomu. So that the offspring should just drop and die. And what do I do to preserve that baby? Vani mazmul l'nesher. I quickly summon a eagle. A flying drone. Swoops right by at the right moment. Shemekabloi beknafav omanicha l'fanel. That scoops up that offspring. Midair. Flying catch. And places it before her. Could you imagine what type of synchronization is required to get this thing right? Right? Vilmale, how many years they work on the anti-missile system, right? Moving parts, synchronized in such perfect precision. Vilmale magdim rega echad, oy misacha rega echad, imagine. It's a second too early, it comes a second late, he misses it. Miyad meis. Okay, between regular mischalafli. I kept exact command of the seconds. Between ioiv lo ioiv mischalafli. You think I mixed up the names? Ioiv to ioiv? Of course not. One more point. Chayil ayola is tishma. What is that? Ayola zu rachmat sar. So again, this ayola animal. The womb area is very tight. B'shoa shekaras ledes. When she prepares for birth, how does the rechem dilate? Animas mla darkoin. I quickly summon this like snake. Shemakishu b'se rechem. It strikes her on that spot and it loosens up. Misrapa moila and she gives birth. Vil mali magdim rege echad. Im achar rege echad. Imagine if it becomes the second too early or late. Vad meisa. Immediately she dies. Being regular schalafli, I orchestrated this perfectly, without missing a beat, not even a second early or late. Being yoiv loiv schalafli. So look, don't be silly. It's all orchestrated with precision. It's all for the ultimate goodness. I orchestrate everything. I run everything. Yoiv loiv bedas idaber. So the pasuk says, Yoiv was not speaking rationally, with Dvarav Lebehaskel, he wasn't speaking with intelligence. What's the point of bringing this out? Amar Rava, this was actually a positive point. Alimut Zchus on Iyav. Mikan, we learn from here, Shein Adam Nitvas B'Shas Tzaroi. You can't hold a person fully accountable for what he says in a moment of difficulty. Vayishmu Shleshes Reya Iyav Es Kol HaRoa Azoyis Habo Olav. So Iyav had three very loyal friends, and they all came running when they heard, when they discovered that he's going through a hard time. And they all live in different places, and they converged all at once. Who are these three people? Alifaz HaTeimani, number two, Ubaldad HaShuchi, number three, Betzefer HaNamasi. Vayevadu, Yachtev, Lovoy, Lonudloy, Lanachmoy, they all converged together at the same time to comfort him, to console him. Mai Vayevadu, Yachtev, what does this mean? Amar Rabbi Yudah, Amar Rabbi Lamesh, Nichon, Sukul, Mishar Echad, they all came in simultaneously through the gateway into the city, which is amazing because they lived in totally different places. V'tana, we learned in the Braisa, in kol echad ve'echad shlosh me'ez parsi, they lived humongous distance from each other, 300 parsi from each other. So how did they in fact know that this was going on? Manava yadi, they didn't have, you know, emails. Igad Amri, some explained, kli lahavalu, they had this personal club crown, they made this crown with images of all their friends, and when the image would darken or whatever, it would look, you know. So then they would realize that this friend is going through a hard time. Because Amri, some explain, Iloni Havalu, they had these trees planted, one per friend, and Vikiva the Kamshi, when the fellow looked in his backyard, he sees that, you know, Iyav's tree is, wilting, Havayadi, they would know there's trouble. Omar Rava, Hainu Damar Inshi, this explains the common phrase. People use, you know, Iyav's club, Iyav's friends, as the gold standard, as the highest level of friendship. Oy chavra, a person should have a friend, ki chavra de Iyav, as loyal as Iyav's friend, either that, oy mesusa, or death. Gotta have good friends to keep you in line. Okay, now we go over to a pasuk in Noyach, Parshas Noyach. Vahi ki hachel ha'adam, in Bereishis, I mean, vahi ki hachel ha'adam, loyroi val pnei adama, o bonois yudalahem. So the pasuk describes the girls, the daughters that were born, and the pasuk uses the term loreiv apnei adama. We have two ways to explain. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Raviya baloilam. Bonais are associated with Raviya, with giving birth, so they were the catalyst of the increase in, you know, civilization on this world. Rish Lavish Amar Raviya baloilam. Actually, it's a negative connotation because the arrival of the Bonais brings Mariva. Marriage associated, you know, disagreements and discontent and all kinds of issues. According to you, that's a positive connotation. Oh, this takes us back to our topic. After he went through all this tzaris, Hashem gave him back his bracha and actually double the earlier bracha that he had, but one thing stayed the same: the number of his daughters. He only had three daughters to begin with, and now he had three daughters again. If it's so good to have daughters, so why weren't they doubled as well? Mipnei ma lo nichpelu b'naisav shel Iyav. Omar loy, so he told him, nehi de lo nichpelu b'shema. It's true, he didn't have more of them. Aval nichpelu b'yayfot, but their beauty was doubled. He still only had three daughters. Vayikra Shem Achas Yimima. One was named Yimima. V'shem Hashem is Katsia, the second Katsia. V'shem Hashlish is Karen Hapuch. And the Gemara explains, they're all relating to their beauty. Yimima means Shai Sotom El Yayim, beautiful as a day, as a sun. Katsia means Shai Recha Noitiv Katsia, she was fragrant like this fragrance. Karen Hapuch, what does that mean? Amr Dver B'shila, Shadoima L'Karna De Keresh. She appeared like the horn of this Keresh animal. M'chaychel of Marabba. At Yisrael, they laughed at this. What do you mean? Karna de Keresh, this specific horn, the Kusi, is actually not very pretty. Ella Amar Rav Chizda, rather Rav Chizda says, Karna Puch means, Kekurkuma de Rishka, Bemine. Shenemar, Kisikri Bapuch. There's this type of charkum, a saffron, this pretty... charkum, and the one that grows in the garden is the nicest, is the best. So basically, it relates to that type of phenomenon. Rav Shimon b'Rebbe, Rav Shimon the son of Rebbe, is yalida le'barta. So one day, Malatov, he had a daughter. Hava kecholosh dat, he felt bad, because he didn't have a son, he wanted a son. Amar alei, avo. So Rebbe tells his son, Rav Shimon, revi'a b'alaylam, be excited. A girl, she brings about revi'a, increase, in the world, and it's a positive thing. Omar le Rabbar Kapara, Rabbar Kapara turned to Rabbi Shimon, Tanchum shel Hevel, Nichamcha Avucha. Ah, your father just comforted you, empty comforts, because really it's not a positive thing. The Sanya, as we learned in the Braisa, the world cannot function without both genders, right? Ella, but lucky is a fellow who has a household full of boys. Asher the Mishabaram Zachar. Woe to the person who has girls. By the way, I saw from the Meiri, he says that banim and akevus isn't necessarily referring to literally the boys and the girls. It means like this, that ashrei me, he goes like this, ashrei bi shabanav mushlamim, v'oiloi lemi shabanav pchusim b'chaserim k'nekeva. He says, you know, it's about quality. A person could have boys that are like, you know, not very productive, right? But and we use in a cave as a reference to that, right? Not successful. And then we have a person who's Banav Scharim, who has active and successful boys, and some actually added another twist that a person sometimes could have girls that are doers, that are successful, and they have like a, they have the zachar, you know, element to them. So it's all about, you know, quality. It's not necessarily about gender. Interesting twist from the Meiri in Kedushin of Pei Beis Amud Beis. Okay, for all those amongst us who have a fun of the kaveis. Okay, continues the Gemara. Yev shel oilam b'lei basam b'lei bursi. Likewise, the world needs all types of craftsmen. We need the basam, the perfume producer. We need the bursi, the tanner, the leather tanner. It's not really a very pretty job. Asher mishum nusay busmi, oyle mishum nusay bursi. Lucky is a fellow who's a basam, as opposed to the fellow who's involved in processing leather. Kitanoi, this question of how to relate to a daughter is a machlekes tanoi. Hashem berachs Avram bakoil. Hashem blessed Avram with bakoil. What is that? My bakoil. Rabbi Omer. He only had sons and not a daughter. Rabbi Yehuda actually had a daughter. So it's good to have a daughter. Others explain, in fact, Bas Hoysalai. Lavram, he had a daughter. And this was her name. Bakoyal, that was her name. That was her name. Bakoyal Shema. Rabbi Lezah Medoy Omer. In what way did Hashem bless Avram? What was Bakoyal? It's Tagninus Hoysabalibosh Lavram Avinus. Tagninus means he had like an astrologer's insight embedded within him. He had the ability to see deep and to see far. Shekol malchei mizrach u'marav. So all the kings around the area, around the world, mashkim u'lepischa would come seek his advice based on his ability to advise. Rabbi Shimon b'Rechai Omer, even teva hoysela tzluya b'tzavar shel Avram Avinu. It's referring to another phenomenon. He had this stone, this precious stone, hanging around his neck. Shekol chole. As soon as an ill person would peer at that stone, he would immediately get healed. ubeshah sheniftar. Avram Avinu Menoyel, when Avram passed away, Tala Kadosh Baruch Hu begal Cham Hashem, embedded this ability, begal Chama, into the sun to provide healing and refuah. Amar Abaye, Hayadam Inshi, this corresponds with the common saying, Idli Yoima, when the sun rises, Idlik Tira, so the illness lifts as well, it gets lighter. Dabar Acher, another point, and what the pasuk means when it says Hashem blessed Avram with Bakoil, Shalei Murad Esav B'yamav. That Esav did not rebel, did not go off the path during Avram Avinu's lifetime. Right afterwards, but not during his lifetime. So he experienced that sort of nachas. Dabar Acher, another aspect, Sha'asa Yishmael Teshuvah B'yamav. Yishmael came back and repented during Avram Avinu's lifetime. Where do we find these things? Shalei Murad Esav B'yamav. How do we know that Esav waited until Avram passed away? Dechsev. Because the pasuk says, "Vayava Esav, mina sade, who oyev." Esav returns from the sade, who oyev. V'tana, we go into the price. Oysi ayoyim, on that very day, niftar Avram passed away. V'also Yaakovinu, a tavshah shel adoshim. Yaakovinu made a lentil dish. L'nachem mitz Yitzchak aviv, to provide comfort for his father Yitzchak, was an aval. U'mayshenah shel adoshim, why specifically adoshim? Amri ma'rava, that's just all they explain. Mishmei the rabba v'amari. We have two reasons. Ma adasha zu ein lo peh. In contrast to other beans, a lentil has no slit, has no opening. It's totally closed. Af ovel ein lo peh. Likewise, an ovel has no mouth. He stays quiet. That's the way he, confronts his situation. Davar achar, another comparison. Ma adasha zu megalgeles. Just as the lentil is nice and round, af avel zu megalgeles. Machzeres al kabay oilam. Likewise, the concept of mourning is something which gets passed around, everybody experiences it. Might be nice, what's the difference between both reasons? Is it because of the totally closed thing, or because it's of its shape? It could be nice. The difference is, l'nuchumi bebei. What about using eggs for tanchumi avelim? So it's closed up, it has that element, but it's not perfectly round. It doesn't have a second point. On Rabbi Yechon, chamesh averis, no less than five grave sins, avar oisai rosh avos ayoyim, were committed by Esav on that very day, after Avram Avinu passed away. Bo al Nara Murasa, got involved with an engaged girl. Varagas HaNefesh, he killed a person. V'kafa B'ikur, he denied Hashem's existence. V'kafa B'tchias HaMesim, and in Tchias HaMesim, V'shot as HaBchira, and he vilified the B'chira. He disregarded the concept of B'chira and doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Bo al Nara Murasa, how do we know that? K'sivach V'yava Esav V'nasod, it says, Sada, Ksim Hasim, elsewhere by the Naram Rasa incident, we have Kibasadim Mitzah, so we know that he got involved with this type of situation. Harag Zanevish, he murdered, Ksivach Ayiv, here we have the Lashon Ayiv, Ksim Hasim, elsewhere we have by murder, Oyali, Noyali, Ki Ayifa, Nafshi Lahurgim. The Kafa Be'ikar, how do we know that? The Ksiv Hach Lamazali, says Ze, Ksim Hasim, and elsewhere by Kriya Samsa, by Yashar, where we experience Hashem's presence, Ze Kelev Anvil. How do we know that? Look, I'm going to die. In any case, no point in having the Bechira. It's a one-time shot. Life does not, regenerate. And finally, Bechata's Bechira. He disregarded the concept of Bechira. So he degraded the whole concept of Bechira. So until that point, he was okay. But after Avram Avinu passed away, he totally veered off. And finally, we know that V'sha'asa Yishmael Tshuva B'yamav, that Yishmael came back, did Tshuva during Avram Avinu's lifetime. And how do we know that? To Kiyadu Ravina. For Rav Chama Buzi, it was a story involving these two Amoraim. Hamayas V'kamei D'Rava. It was sitting in front of Rava. V'kamei Namin Rava. Rava was dozing off at that moment, and they took the opportunity to have a discussion. Amri Ravina Rav Chama Buzi. V'adai De'amrisu. Is it true what you say, that wherever in the Torah it's mentioned, the Lashon of Gevia, Kol Misa, Sheish Ba'Gevia, Gvira is mentioned in relation to passing away. Zui misosin shesadikim, it's referring to a tzaddik's passing. Is that true? Amar le'in. He says, yeah, right on, correct. I have a question, he says. V'adar ha'mabul. By the mabul, it says, v'yigva, right? So we have the lashon of Gvira. Right? V'yigva kol basar. So we have Gvira there, even though they weren't really the most notable people. Amar Leis, he says, Anan Gvia Vasifa Kamrinan. It only applies when Gvia is next to Asifa. which doesn't have the, by the Mabel, it just says Vayigva. It doesn't apply. So he asked them further. Vayishmol, what about Yishmol? Chsiv be Gvi Vasifa. Vayishmol, it also says Gvi Vasifa. Vayigva Vayamas, Vayasif al Amav, right? Even though he's a Rasha. So he got him sort of stumped. Adahachi. By the time this was happening, Itabu Rava's Rava woke up from his doze. Amalu, and he turned to his Talmud and died like a youngsters. Let me explain to you what's going on. Apparently he overheard, you know, part of the discussion, and he, Hachim Rabbi Yechanan, in fact Rabbi Yechanan told us, Yishmael asa teshuvah b'chayyavav. You're right. Yishmael turned back. He became a tzaddik. During Avraham Avinu's lifetime, Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Vayikvur oisa yitzav Yishmael banav. When it came time to bury Avraham, Yishmael deferred to Yitzchak. Because out of respect, he respected him. Apparently Yishmael was now back on track. So Yitzchak came first. Yitzchak v'Yishmael. Maybe he didn't really respect him, and it didn't really happen this way. He didn't let Yitzchak go before him, but the Torah is simply relating to it this way because Yitzchak was bigger, Chacham was basically a greater man than Yishmael. So the pasuk is listing it in this fashion. But who says it really happened this way? Says the Gemara El Mi'ata. If that's so, Vayikvur Oisai Esav V'Yakiv Banav. Later on, by Yitzchak's burial, it says Esav and Yaakov and his children. So if the Torah would list it based on true hierarchy, my time why didn't the Torah list it that way over there? It says Esav first. Elo, so you must say like this. Mida Akhtami, the fact that the Torah did mention Yitzchak before Yishmael when it came to burying Avram, apparently that's how it happened. Adburi, Adburi. Apparently Yishmael summoned Yitzchak to go before him. Why? Because he had respect for him. Because he did teshuv. The adbar, the fact that he did it this way, shmamina, we learn from here, tshuva avad biyamav, that in fact Yishmael turned back and did teshuva during Avram Avinu's lifetime. And this all explains the pasuk, Hashem berach Avram b'koil, Hashem gave him something extra, extra blessing, whether it's the daughter, whether it's, right, all these things. Okay, we began with Eoyev, in his tranquil state, and then in his tumultuous, difficult moments, and how he expressed himself to Hashem. The Gemara Lamaisa says that there is a limud zchus when a person is going through a hard time, but we do highlight his mistakes. It's all bashkacha pratis. It's all orchestrated by Hashem with very exact precision. Although Hashem did create opposing forces, namely the Yetzer Hara and the Satan, who is also serving as a Malcham of his all-in-one. But ultimately Hashem did empower us, give us the ability to overcome, to prevail, to succeed. Yeah, he had some good friends who really set him straight, to clarify these things for him. And I concluded with the events surrounding Avram Avinu. Hashem Berach is Avram Bakar. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.